This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent the weekend crisscrossing throughout the Middle East, engaging in shuttle diplomacy over the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Middle East leaders, calling for a humanitarian pause to get hostages released and humanitarian aid to Gaza. But in a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it. I made very clear that the attacks, the threats coming from militia that are aligned with Iran are totally unacceptable.
Earlier, Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, envisioning a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Blinken arrived in Turkey's capital later on Sunday, where he'll hold talks on the Gaza conflict with his Turkish counterpart on Monday. Hours before Blinken's arrival, police in southern Turkey used tear gas and water cannons as hundreds of people at a pro-Palestinian rally tried to storm an airbase that houses U.S. troops. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to backtrack on a comment he was reported to have made earlier about the need to check if a pre-war protest among army reservists pushed Hamas to carry out its attack last month. But after public backlash, Netanyahu posted on X, "Hamas started a war, quote, because it wants to kill us and not because of any argument within us." Earlier, Benny Gantz, who joined Netanyahu's war cabinet from the opposition, said Netanyahu must retract his comment. This is VOA News. Battle-weary Ukrainian soldiers are preparing for another winter at war with Russia as Ukrainian citizens brace for another season of cold temperatures and possible Russian attacks on the power grid. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
On the front lines in Ukraine's Donetsk region, soldiers staffing artillery say they've noticed an uptick in Russian artillery use over the last month, something the South Korean intelligence service blames on its northern neighbor after alleging Pyongyang provided Moscow with more than a million shells. It's all adding up to a situation wearing down on soldiers and civilians alike.
A lot of people, of course, in the world are tired. Of course, it's understandable. Somebody tired on the battlefield.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said he was not ready for talks with Russia unless its invading troops withdrawal as Kyiv investigated a deadly strike on its soldiers. Officials from the United States and Europe, Kyiv's key allies, are reported to have suggested holding negotiations to end the grinding 20-month-old conflict, which Zelensky denied on Sunday. The United States, quote, "No, I am not ready to speak with terrorists because their word is nothing," he told NBC television, referring to Russia. A hostage situation at Hamburg Airport in Germany ends with a man in custody and his 4-year-old daughter safe after a lengthy standoff that shut down the facility. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Hamburg airport had been closed since Saturday night when the armed man drove through a gate and fired a weapon into the air twice, parking under a plane with his 4-year-old daughter, according to German news agency DPA. Police spokesperson Sandra Levgruen says he was speaking Turkish and they assume he wanted to leave for Turkey with his daughter, who they say he'd taken from his ex-wife by force in a custody battle. A psychologist had been negotiating with the man for 18 hours. No one was injured during the standoff. Thousands of travelers had been affected. More than 100 flights were canceled and several planes rerouted. I'm Julie Walker.
A human rights group in Burkina Faso denounced on Sunday the massive and targeted requisition of citizens critical of the ruling junta's militant fight since a general mobilization decree increased the state's powers. Captain Ibrahim Traoré, Burkina's transitional president, who came to power in a September 2022 coup, declared in April a year-long general mobilization to give authorities power to requisition youth 18 years and older if needed in the fight. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.